This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. 2023 was the first year since the pandemic that the world's second largest economy, that would be China's, did not have any COVID restrictions. And in that year, China's economy grew 5.2%. That is a bit better than Beijing's target of 5%. And for a lot of countries, it would be a great number. But not if you're China. 5.2% is the lowest growth recorded outside of the pandemic since 1990. For more, here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
2023 started at the tail end of the country's first COVID wave. Once people recovered, they stopped scrambling for medicine and hospital beds and started traveling and dining out. That rebound didn't last. Sure, a lot of hotels and restaurants are still packed, but people are spending less on each trip and meal. Retail sales hit 7.2%, but keep in mind all figures are compared to a low base in 2022. That's when many parts of China were locked down. Exports picked up, but not enough to make up for the property slump. China's population shrunk by 2 million people last year to 1.41 billion, partly because parents don't want to have more children. It's less appealing to parents when you look at the youth jobless rate. It reached a record 20% last June, before the Chinese government stopped reporting youth unemployment. Officials say the calculations need to be adjusted for accuracy. It's not clear what changes have been made, but China has started to report the jobless rate among young people again. It's about 15% last December. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.